Good morning, everyone. Now, on this fourth Sunday of Lent, perhaps it's good for us to take a moment. Just consider how we are doing with our prayer life, with fasting, and with helping the less fortunate. Living Lent with Jesus, we might hear him say, no matter if you are living your faith fully, or if you're trying to improve, or just getting started, I am with you. Listen to me. And here is Jesus speaking to us in the gospel. And he summarizes the good news in this beautiful passage. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. This is Jesus. He is the light of the world. And over 2,000 years ago, when he walked this earth, he attracted thousands of people coming to listen to him, to be cared for, and to be healed. In the gospel, we hear that Nicodemus, a Pharisee, came to Jesus, not in the light, but in the darkness of night. He was a Jewish leader and a man well-versed in the law of Moses. And privately, he was impressed with Jesus. But he didn't understand why he ignored the Jewish rituals. And to speak to him, Jesus refers to the Old Testament account of God's mercy and healing. He uses this to announce to Nicodemus and all of us that he is the Messiah. For Jesus says, just as Moses lifted up that serpent in the desert to heal the snake-bitten Israelites, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. This was shocking to Nicodemus, for the long-awaited Messiah, who they hoped would come in power and glory, he's coming as a suffering servant, as the Lamb of God to be sacrificed and to be raised up on that tree of Calvary. The light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to the light because their works were evil. Whoever lives the truth comes into the light. If we take a moment and consider, every day presents us with a choice. Is Jesus the king of my life and my heart? Or are the ways of life that seek darkness reigning in my heart? You know, on our journey of life, Lent is like a fence. Every year we are invited and we approach this fence of Lent. And we must choose on which side we will continue our journey. On one side, there is Jesus in the light of a sunrise, surrounded by people seeking him, loving him, and caring for those around them. On the other side of the fence, there is an awesome prince. He sits in the dusky darkness of twilight, surrounded by people captivated by the hustle and bustle of life, focused on power and wealth and pleasure. And then as Jesus and his followers and the prince and his followers start to walk away in opposite directions, one man remains. He is unable to decide which side of the fence he will be on. So he climbs the fence. And he is there alone for quite a while. But then the prince returns and says, "Come with me." But the man says, "Why am I coming with you? I'm sitting on the fence." And to that the prince of darkness says, "I own the fence." So through this sacrifice of the Mass, to help us make that choice, Jesus is lifted up once again to forgive, to heal, and to renew us. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus is the light of the world, and our Lenten next steps, our next steps in life begin right now. If we need to go to confession, Jesus awaits us in patience and love. If we feel inadequate or overwhelmed, Jesus strengthens us. If we have been hurt, or we are ill or mourning the loss of a loved one, Jesus consoles us. If we are shrouded in darkness, Jesus, yes, indeed, is our light. And if our hearts are filled with doubt and confusion, Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. So as we continue Lent, on the side of the fence with Jesus, let us be obviously devoted disciples. Yes, let's be odd and share this good news with everyone around us. The Son of Man has been lifted up so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Amen.